Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Caprock Cafe Sports Grill, located at 34th and Indiana and 82nd and Slide. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Caprock Cafe Sports Grill offers a full menu, bar, and popular music in a smoke-free environment. Whether gathering on game day or for an outing with family and friends, Caprock Cafe is where Texas plays. More information is at caprockcafe.com. In 1999, the Texas Legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. Hi, welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. On this week's show, we dedicate the entire hour to rock and roll. We begin with early rock and roll hits and end with music from contemporary rock artists. As with many genres, rock and roll has its offshoots. Rock, hard rock, alternative rock, indie rock, heavy metal, and so on. On this show, you will hear artists from many of these genres. Early on, successful West Texas rockers all had one thing in common: Norman Petty Studios in Clovis, New Mexico. In 1953, Norman Petty bought some recording equipment and originally built his studio to record masters for the Norman Petty Trio. In 1954, the trio was named the most promising group by Cashbox magazine. By 1956, the trio had a major hit with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. In 1957, Petty's song Almost Paradise reached number 18, earning him his first BMI Writers Award. Petty was able to expand his recording operation with royalties he obtained from this song. At the height of the trio's career, rock and roll music erupted throughout the nation, and Petty welcomed it into his studio. In 1957, Petty recorded Buddy Knox of Canyon, Texas, and released the million-selling single Party Doll. Soon after, Petty recorded several hit records for Buddy Holly of Lubbock, Texas, the String-Alongs from Plainview, Texas, and several hits from the Raton, New Mexico-based band The Fireballs, headed by Jimmy Gilmore from Amarillo. Many other West Texans recorded at Petty Studio, including Waylon Jennings, Roy Orbison, Sonny West, and Charlie Sugartime Phillips. Here are three songs recorded at Norman Petty Studios: Buddy Knox with Party Doll, the String-Alongs and their instrumental hit Wheels from 1962, and the hit of 1963, Jimmy Gilmore and the Fireballs with Sugar Shack.
Well, all I want is Party Doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, to run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Well, I saw a gal walking down the street, the kind of a gal I love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party doll, to be with him when he's feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, to run her fingers through his hair, to run her fingers through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Listening to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Following the death of Buddy Holly, the Crickets invited fellow West Texan and Holly protege David Box to record his song, Don't You Know, and the Holly song, Peggy Sue Got Married. Don't You Know didn't chart on the top 100, but it was a regional hit. Don't You Know was later recorded by the Searchers, a British group from Liverpool. Box was only with the Crickets for the single and a short tour before moving on as a solo singer. And he was enjoying some success before his premature death in a plane crash in October of 1964. Don't You Know was the last Crickets recording with Holly's longtime choral label. Here is David Box and the Crickets with Don't You Know.
Don't you know that I love you? Don't you know my love's so true? Don't you know that I'd feel blue without you, baby? Don't you know I feel so bad? Don't you know my heart is Then mom, feel the wonder of her charms. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I'll never let you go? Don't you know I love you, baby? Don't you know? Every day and night I pray for love to come my way. Girl, I hope, but then mom, feel the wonder of the charms. Don't you know that I love you? Don't you know my love's so true? Don't you know that I'd feel blue without you, baby? Don't you know I love you so?
Here is a song titled Pretty Woman, written by Roy Orbison, Joe Melson, and Ray Rush. Most people are familiar with Orbison and Bill D's later rendition, Oh Pretty Woman. The first recording of the song Pretty Woman was by Curtis Byrd and the Joe Rag Singers. Byrd was an African-American saxophone player from Big Spring, Texas. He recorded the song at Ben Hall's studio, also in Big Spring. The record was released on both the Candix and Joe Ed labels. The song features David Box on guitar. From 1962, Curtis Byrd and Pretty Woman, followed by Orbison and the reworked hit, Oh Pretty Woman.
need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight.
Listening to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. The San Angelo-based group The Cavaliers formed around 1955 with leader and guitarist Sid Holmes, bassist Lewis Elliott, saxophonist Rob Zeller, drummer Ray Smith, and vocalist Alton Baird. Baird was drafted shortly after the group formed, and the band brought in J. Frank Wilson after his discharge from Goodfellow Air Force Base. The group's manager brought to them a song originally recorded by Wayne Cochran titled Last Kiss. The Cavaliers recorded the song, and it became a hit in June 1964 on Josie Records. It reached the top 10 in October that year and eventually reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, selling over 1 million copies, and was awarded a gold disc. Last Kiss was also covered by the group Wednesday and most notably by Pearl Jam. Here's the Cavaliers with Last Kiss.
Well, away, away, my baby bee. The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave.
We have featured the music of Margaret Lewis on the show before. She has helped pen many hits and has had a long solo career. Let's kick it off with Margaret Lewis and Shake a Leg.
I got a little daddy, he is 6'2". He knows exactly why. what to do. Kinda little daddy that is real wild. Kinda little daddy that's a god in my style. Of shake your leg, shake your leg. Shake your leg, shake your leg. Shake your leg, shake your leg, shake your leg.
Originally from Malevolent, Texas, Margaret now lives in Shreveport, Louisiana, where she is still active in music and owns the famed Louisiana Hayride. After moving to Shreveport as a teenager to perform regularly on the Hayride, she and her sister Rose traveled with Del Hawkins to Chicago to sing backup on some of his recordings at Chess Records. While there, she met Chuck Berry, who had just recorded Roll Over Beethoven. Here she is singing Berry's rock and roll classic, Roll Over Beethoven.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. You know my temperatures are rising, the jukebox are blowing a few. My heart's beating rhythm and my soul keeps singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. If you feel it, like it, go get your lover, then you reel and you rock it. Roll it over, then you move on up just a trifle further, then you reel and you rock with one another. Roll over, Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues.
We're going to jump ahead to the 1980s with Lubbock's alternative and progressive rock group Asparagus Nightmares with Mark Murray on keys, Tom Blackburn on guitar, drummer Johnny Ray, and bassist Mark Matos. They recorded an album at Don Caldwell Studios in 1985, and here's one of the fan favorites from that album, Better Off Dead.
Another common face in the crowd. I ain't got no job and I ain't got no car. Just trying to live from day to day. Now I work for manpower and God knows that ain't nothing special. Just trying to fill my mouth with bread. I live in an old apartment. Off again. Sometimes I think my landlord might be better off dead. Better off dead. Better off dead. Better off dead. Better off.
Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Civic Lubbock, Inc., promoting educational, cultural, and entertainment programs for Lubbock and the South Plains since 1956. Its new project, Lubbock Music Now, is an album of local music by artists currently living and performing in this area. Lubbock Music Now is a yearly time capsule of the Lubbock music scene. The 2016 and 2017 albums are available on iTunes or at Ralph's Records. More information is at civiclubbock.com and on the Lubbock Music Now Facebook page. Welcome back to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Mojave Soul is an original West Texas rock band that plays rock music with a touch of funk and blues. They originally formed in the early 90s with guitarist John Rodriguez and bassist Marin Ramos. They later added drummer Joe Perez and singer and songwriter Steve Vasquez on vocals. For years, Mojave Soul played in the underground rock scene, but recently they are beginning to make their mark in the West Texas region. Here is Mojave Soul with Chingon. The group Meltdown Morning, originally known as 100 Love Sonnets, was the dream of longtime Lubbock musical duo Scott and Amy Ferris. They had the idea for a brand new project that consisted of a bona fide rock band with completely new and original music. Scott, the sonic guitar wizard, along with Amy, keyboardist extraordinaire and songwriting poet, searched for a vocalist, bassist, and drummer to complete the ensemble. The first connection was bassist Shane Shepherd. Shane then ran into drummer Brian Tate, who had recently returned to Lubbock, and after an audition, officially joined the band. Shane also introduced the group to Steven Stroop, the powerhouse vocalist from Galveston, Texas, who was a vocal major at Texas Tech at that time. Stroop showed up for an audition, and he got the gig. The only thing left was for the rest of the band to convince Shane that he himself needed to be a permanent fixture in the group. Eventually, the music and the commitment of the others won him over, and the personnel was solidified. From their self-titled album Meltdown Morning, here is Love is a Hammer. Britton Church is a Texas rock musician who has been playing the guitar and writing music for about 10 years now. His first solo work is an all-around good listen and is particularly inspiring with Britton's powerful voice. This Lubbock, Texas native is testing the boundaries of rock and continues to write good music. Here's Britton Church with Breathe Into Me.
To me, I believe. so sparingly.
Listening to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Rooted in Lubbock, Texas, Will Armstrong joined forces with vocalist Jay Oden and drummer Daniel Taylor. Drawing from countless influences, the trio then decided to step into the studio and record their self-titled debut EP. After its release in early 2016, Cody Southern joined the ranks on bass to complete the lineup. Since hitting the road to promote the album, Armstrong has shared the stage with a slew of other amazing bands in the rock and alt metal scene. Here is Armstrong from their self-titled EP with Live Today.
Ah!
Sober by Sunday is a rock band from Lubbock, Texas. This band's lineup is vocalist Tobin Noble, guitarist Leroy Henry, drummer Zach Cruz, and bassist Sean Frankhauser. The band is featured on Civic Lubbock's 2017 Lubbock Music Now CD with the song Bad Girls. They've also released an EP. Here's the title track from that EP, Shelter.
Take away all these lies that comfort me. There's this something inside that's eating at me.
There's this something inside that's eating
at me. Choking inside on what is me.
Take away all these lies that
can't just
me.
That I'm broken. And I just wanna find some decent shelter from this weight that falls on me. Just a piece, just a break from this all in my way.
Some of you may be wondering why we didn't play any Buddy Holly when we were talking about Norman Petty Studios. That's because next week we're going to devote the entire show to Buddy Holly. But we'll leave you today with a couple of Holly songs. Well, All Right and Rave On.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let people know about the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low. Well, all right, well, all right, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, all right, well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Well, all alright, so I'm going steady. It's alright when people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. Well, alright, well, alright, we will live and love with all our might. Well, alright, well, alright, our lifetime love will be alright. Well, all right, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, all right, our lifetime love will be all
hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rain on, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling.
I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. You're listening to the Music Crossroads of Texas. Today's show is produced by Rachel Boyd. We want to thank you for sharing this past hour with us as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. We hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas. Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Caprock Cafe Sports Grill, located at 34th and Indiana and 82nd and Slide. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Caprock Cafe Sports Grill offers a full menu, bar, and popular music in a smoke-free environment. Whether gathering on game day or for an outing with family and friends, Caprock Cafe is where Texas plays. More information is at caprockcafe.com.